On July 18th, two Native American men were shot at an alcohol detox center in Riverton. The man charged with the brutal crime is white. He worked for the city's Parks Department and told police he was on a mission to kill homeless people. But the victims' families and tribal officials say the attack was racially motivated, and they're pushing for the suspect to be charged with a hate crime. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, the shooting threatens to further divide a community where racial tensions run high.
Both of the victims were enrolled members of the Northern Arapaho tribe. 50-year-old James Goggles Jr. once fought for this country in Operation Desert Storm. He's now fighting for his life inside a Casper hospital. 29-year-old Stallone Trosper was killed in the attack. His uncle, George Abeda, says Trosper was trying to beat an alcohol addiction.
Stallone was kind, he was loving, he was witty, he was happy, and he had the respect for his family to take himself to the Center of Hope to detox, get his head on straight, and go back to school. That was the plan. And that right, that freedom, that privilege was taken from him.
According to an arrest affidavit, the shooter entered the Center of Hope detox center with a .40 caliber handgun and shot both men in the head while they slept. Riverton Police Chief Mike Broadhead says the alleged shooter, 32-year-old Roy Clyde, then surrendered and confessed, but Clyde claimed the attack was not based on race.
We can only use his own words, but in his words, he was not specifically looking for Native American people. He was looking for people that he described as, you know, homeless, transient people.
The victims' families say neither of the men were homeless. Broadhead says the suspect's avowed resentment of the homeless still raises racial questions.
The racial component of this comes up because a significant portion of our overt homeless problem does appear to be Native American. And so I think that's where people are making that connection.
It's an easy one to make. Clyde told police his goal was to kill those he called park rangers, a slur most say is reserved for homeless natives who loiter in Riverton's public spaces. As a parks worker for more than a decade, Clyde knew these people, and when he chose to target them, Chief Broadhead says Clyde made his first stop at City Park.
This suspect was a parks maintenance worker who cut the grass and, you know, would have to call the police to remove people who were, you know, intoxicated in the park and in his way or, you know, whatever, and that built over time for him. And from his statement, he went to City Park looking for someone to shoot.
On that Saturday, City Park was empty. Today, there's about a dozen people hanging out here, drinking and laughing. Gregory Chavez says the surviving victim is his longtime friend.
Yes, he was my drinking brother, James Goggles. He was so kind and generous, he'd give you his shirt off your back.
Chavez is a self-proclaimed park ranger and a Native American. So is everyone at the park, until a white woman named Dana Flint walks up from across the street. She's a local homeless advocate and also knows Goggles.
He was always a breath of fresh air for us here. Even though he may have been plagued with addiction, he did not. He had a place to go to. But these are his friends that would come to the park, and you know, most of the time he's coming to check on them.
Flint leads a talking circle for City Park's homeless every Tuesday. She also knows the confessed shooter and can't believe this happened.
Never in a million years. He'd pull over tables for us for our talking circle. He'd be here all the time when we had our talking circle. It's confusing. It doesn't make any sense.
In another corner of the sprawling lawn, a man and woman who don't want to give me their names tell me they frequent the park and the detox center, and they're shaken by the shooting.
Why did you do that to us? Us guys, we got nothing.
We don't have much, and what we do have, you know, we treasure it. We treasure the family, we treasure the people, we treasure our kids, we treasure our elders.
We just barely live, you know?
And we just make do with what we got.
Our tribal members are valuable human beings, and that's what we have to get across.
Richard Brannon is a member of the Northern Arapaho Business Council. The council recently traveled to D.C. to urge the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice to prosecute the attack as a federal hate crime. The feds have agreed to take a hard look. Meanwhile, Brannon says many Native people throughout Fremont County are on edge.
To be honest, I'm fearful. If I was walking in the park when the individual was out hunting human beings, I'm Indian. They may have shot me.
Brandon says the shooting is part of a troubling trend of cruelty and contempt towards Native people in Riverton.
The Northern Arapaho tribe has been treated like a second-class citizen historically in Fremont County in the state of Wyoming and on the Wind River Reservation forever.
Riverton Mayor Lars Baker says city officials would welcome a federal hate crime prosecution. He says while the attack does not reflect the feelings of many in Riverton, he does see more subtle discrimination and stereotyping.
And I think a lot of that is due to ignorance. If we knew more about each other, I think that might change something.
Stallone Trosper's uncle, George Abeda, certainly thinks so. That's why, just days after his nephew's funeral, he's performing with the Eagle Spirit Singers and Dancers for a mostly white crowd at the Lander Museum of the American West.
And there you have it, the women's fancy shawl.
Our number one purpose is to share a very beautiful culture that is alive and living and thriving in full force today, to break down myths and stereotypes, and to share in a good way with our non-Native brothers and sisters. That's what our performance is all about.
You're going to go back to your families and say you danced with the Indians.
The main thing on Abeda's mind right now is justice for Stallone. He says this hateful action must be called what it is.
So let the truth be told. If it's a duck, let's call it a duck. If that's a hate crime, it was a hate crime. If he was looking for a homeless person, I don't think he looked for large backpacks or shopping carts. He was not looking for the homeless. He was looking for Native.
Abeda hopes his nephew's death forces this community to reflect on the value of all who live here, Native, white, prosperous, or struggling.
We need to make a stand, and we need to let them know that every life is priceless. Every life is valuable. Everyone deserves a right to live life to the fullest.
The man who confessed to taking Stallone's life is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder and could face the death penalty. A preliminary hearing is set for August 5th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.